What are the top fears that people in hiring positions have when they're considering veterans for open positions?
One, that veterans are going to be too structured, that they're not going to be flexible enough. There's a great fear and an unfounded fear that every veteran will have PTSD or have issues with traumatic brain injury, and therefore there's a fear of even hiring. And there's, I don't know that this is a fear necessarily, but the reason that many veterans aren't coming to the getting their resumes to the top of the pile is because that translation from military speak to civilian speak is very, very difficult. And many resumes are being scanned these days, so keyword searches and things like that and acronyms don't make it to the top.
You spoke in this session about an HR manager who came to you after another session, said that she was going to look at resumes differently. How should resumes be looked at?
One of the main things I think she was trying to get at is she'll recognize that if someone has a military background, that they do have a, just by virtue of having served in the military, have a skill set that is remarkable. Leadership, you know, when I think about the fact that a 19 or 20-year-old has led possibly 300 people. So her comments, I think, were to the fact of recognizing that there might be some soft skills that aren't popping up on the resume, but that also recognizing that some of the acronyms, that she'll take a second to do a Google search, or she'll look at if there is a military occupational code that someone has used. She'll take a second and go through ONET as opposed to just pushing it aside because it didn't come to the top of the pile because it didn't match everything.
What is ONET?
ONET is a website actually that's run by the Department of Labor, and there's a lot of really, really good information on there. I actually help service members look at the jobs that they might want to do because ONET will give you a list of the knowledge, skills, and abilities, the job tasks, anything that you can imagine that job might entail to help them kind of tailor their resumes to civilian language. You can actually look up your military occupational code and see where that may translate.
You spoke a lot about not just physical injuries that veterans might have, but psychological ones or ones that they can't see, such as brain injuries. How hard is it to accommodate somebody, a veteran with these types of injuries, in a civilian agency?
It's not hard at all. Accommodations for brain injuries and accommodations for post-traumatic stress disorder or combat-related stress or depression really involve very simple things that involve just good management practices. And it could be flexible work schedules. It could be extended breaks. It could be directions written down. It really is just asking your employees what they need to do their jobs best. And I would say of any accommodation I've ever used or help someone identify for TBI or PTSD, it costs like nothing.
It could be as simple as somebody using an iPhone or a BlackBerry to take notes so that it goes to their calendar and reminds them of what to do when.
That's exactly right. And most people, when I do presentations and I hold up, does anyone ever use this, a PDA or BlackBerry, whatever it is, everyone says yes. And I say, okay, do you use your Outlook? Do you help it just for reminders? That's exactly what an accommodation is. And there's also some really good apps out there. And in fact, I showed today PTSD Coach, which is for someone that is living with and still kind of recovering, because it is a recoverable injury, but for many people it takes a very long time. But there are ways to manage your own stress. It's really just helping people get in touch with themselves. And again, if you're doing that on behalf of yourself, you're really going to be an exceptional worker for your team.
We've just been speaking about what hiring managers and the like can do to make it easier for veterans. But from the veteran's perspective, what might be the biggest challenge or the biggest culture shock coming into a civilian job?
The civilian workplace is a really bizarre place. In the military, you have a very clear idea of how you move up the ladder. It's not so clear necessarily in the civilian workforce. I don't care if we're talking private, federal, nonprofit, it doesn't matter. So one of the things that is very helpful is to be able to help a veteran or have that veteran better understand what is the process. Maybe a 90-day review is too long. Some of the other things that people have told me is not the stresses, but things that people complain about on the job. Like they complain that the coffee's cold or that no one has made coffee. Well, you know, that's really nothing to complain about when you've been in a combat zone. You know, cold coffee would be a welcome.
Veteran unemployment is something that you know, everybody from the White House on down is concerned with, particularly with hiring veterans in the federal agencies. What are some of the things that you think they should be doing that they're not taking advantage of or they're not doing correctly?
Some of the things that can be taken advantage of that I know for a fact are not are people having a better understanding of the federal hiring authorities, better understanding Schedule A. It's a very easy way to get someone into a position. You know, I'm not sure if you were here when people said it took 4 days for someone to get a job from the time their resume was reviewed to their first day on the job because they had gone through these certs and qualifies. But one of the issues I've also heard from people is because the greater population doesn't understand military culture, that people will rewrite job descriptions because only veterans come to the top of the pile. Veterans are coming through maybe with a 10-point preference, and because the hiring managers don't recognize or they're fearful, there could be a lot of things, people don't recognize the ease in which veterans can be brought into the federal workforce.
Your advice to agencies?
Become aware. Understand that though we see so much hype in the media about invisible injuries, about post-traumatic stress, about traumatic brain injury, most of our service members are coming home and can reintegrate perfectly and wonderfully into society, and there's really no fear. And the other piece of advice would be just to thank a service member.